Hey guys, we have a special bonus Christmas episode on the Stereo app today. We're going to do a little Q&A with our buddy Easton. And we have your good friend Bethany Joy Lenz from One Tree Hill to come on and talk about some things.
And about her new album, Snow. Can't wait.
Wind Down with Janet Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Well, Wind Down live on the Stereo app, Christmas Eve. You ready for Christmas Eve, Boo?
I'm so excited. Easton, what are you about to do?
What am I about to do for Christmas Eve? Oh, my goodness. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care. I'm going to throw a Duraflame log in the fireplace and watch a Christmas movie, maybe make a gingerbread house.
Attaboy. All the Christmas stuff. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie is Gremlins.
What? That's a Christmas movie?
Oh, it's a Christmas movie. If you watch it, it's very Christmassy. It takes place on Christmas Eve. Santa's all over the place. They're in the snow. Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
You're right. That's like the Die Hard conversation.
Exactly. Exactly.
I believe Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I think the argument with Die Hard is that it released in the summertime. And I don't know about Gremlins. I think Gremlins released around Christmas. But that's where the diehard discourse comes in.
That carries some weight. That's understandable.
Well, what are you guys doing for Christmas Eve?
So we're just going to hang out as a fam. We got the in-laws in town. And so we have a tradition where we're able to open one present on Christmas Eve. So what present are we going to let the kids open?
I honestly, I wrapped the presents so long ago that I don't remember what's in the presents. So I'm really, I don't know. I'll just go eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
And we just won't grab a big one.
Who knows? A small one could be just as tricky.
True. Well, this is fun. We're on, live Wind Down on the Stereo app. We're going to have a good friend of yours, Bethany Joy Lenz from One Tree Hill. She's going to be on the show later.
Yeah, she has a new album out called Snow. It's so good. So if you want a good Christmas album to listen to, definitely give it a listen. I just can't believe tomorrow's Christmas. Like, we finally made it to Christmas time.
When are we going to take decorations down? Because I know, like, once the holiday's over, you just want to move on to the next.
The 26th.
The day after?
The day after.
Everything down?
Maybe, like, a few days later. But it has to be down before New Year's.
Before New Year's. Mm-hmm. So I know some people that like to keep their tree up till New Year's.
Nope.
Down. Gone. Down.
Get it gone. What about you, Easton?
You know, last year I think we left ours up until New Year's, but I don't know. I think I like to say that we're going to take it down the 26th, but that's not going to happen. We'll probably start taking down the outside stuff on the 26th and the tree probably around New Year's, like 29th, 30th.
I like it.
Wrong with that?
No.
Yeah, I feel like 27th is a good, like, in between. 27, 28.
Yeah, I know. That Taylor Swift song came out where she's like, we can leave the Christmas lights up till January. And I'm like, oh, man, that's a slippery slope. Then it goes to February, then March.
Then you start justifying just leaving them up all year.
Exactly.
Work smart, not hard. Hey, so I know we're going to do some Q&A this show. You got some things lined up for us?
I certainly do. I mean, these are some hard-hitting questions. Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do the first one here. What's your best advice for a newly engaged couple?
What you got, honey?
I would just say enjoy the newlywed phase because it's gonna fade. No, I mean just enjoy the time together and try not to rush and just enjoy the moment. Enjoy the feeling that you have with your partner.
Yeah, I would say just enjoy getting to know each other. Like continuing to get to know each other, and that doesn't stop for the rest of your relationship. And, if you continue to learn more about each other, I think you can find ways to keep the relationship and marriage interesting and fun.
Yeah, I find people, when they get engaged, they jump pretty quickly into like wedding planning mode, even if they're not going to get married right away. And that's a very, until you have children, I think that might be the most stressful thing a couple does, like early in your relationship, is plan the wedding. So, I mean, I always say like, give yourself at least a couple months of just like enjoying being engaged before you get into that, because there's plenty of time for all that stuff. But
100%.
Yeah. All right. How about this? How did Mike feel when you were on Dancing with the Stars, Jana? Did he watch?
Mike was in rehab and he did not watch. I don't know if
I watched at the end, and it was more so, you know, I was just sad that I couldn't be there throughout the whole journey with her, because she did so well on it. And I would have loved to have been there to support her all the way to the end, into the final four.
That's a supportive husband right there. What are your favorite attributes about each other?
I would say that Mike's a great dad. He's really hands-on, interactive, always, you know, on the ground with them, and, you know, just... Yeah, he's one of the best dads I know.
For me, it's Jana's just kind of relentlessness when it comes to work and providing for the family, because she like inspires me to like to be creative and to think outside the box, because she's always creating something or finding something to do or finding ways to earn, and it's motivating, because you know I'm. Come from a different background. It's very structured in what I did, so it's nice to kind of strengthen my creativity muscles and think outside the box.
All right, now we're going to turn this next question on its head. If you guys could swap places for a day, what's one thing you think the other person does that you think you could do so much better?
Wait, say that one more time.
So if you could swap places for a day, what's one thing you think you could do? One thing the other person does that you think you could do better?
So if I was Jana for the day?
Yeah.
What would I do as Jana?
Like what's something that Jana does that you think you could do better if you... this is a high concept question. If you inhabited her body for the day.
So like Little Dicky style.
Exactly.
What can I do? I think. Oh man.
You could relax better.
I think I would sing. And the reason I say that, we all know Jana has a beautiful voice, but I feel like her voice is better than she even thinks it is. And so I'll go out there and just sing my ass off.
All right.
Because you think you can sing better than me?
Because I hear you from my ears and know how good you are, and know that you hold back at times. So I'll go out there and just let loose. Yep. Good.
I would probably say, cleaning. You know, just like when he's like, I'll get the dishes and clean. But it's like he leaves like the one side of the counter like filthy with his like grease stains from like cooking. So I'm just like, I'd finish the job better. But the meal was amazing.
Love it. All right, we have some live questions. I'm gonna get those.
What is one thing you two have learned or discovered about each other that you didn't know before quarantine and COVID? Oh, I don't know. I feel like we know each other pretty well. Mike, why don't you start?
Something we learned new about each other that we didn't know before COVID. Man, that is, I mean, the thing is, not much changed for us because we're always together anyway.
Yeah, I would say, honestly, there was nothing new just because we are always together anyways and do life together that we're pretty normal to this kind of working from home and
being around each other environment. Yeah. But good question nonetheless.
Which one of you would win in a dance battle?
Me.
Okay.
Quick answer.
Wow. I'm going to say me just because when we did take dance lessons, Mike was like falling over his feet.
You're out of your mind. I was correcting you.
Okay, but you also didn't come in fourth place on Dancing with the Stars. And I don't think you could have done half of the stuff that I did on Dancing with the Stars.
Just wait till they do Couples All-Stars.
How did you come up with kids' names? Did you disagree on some names or agree on some names? And who had the final say?
Jolie was always a name that I had for, I had that name for a while, probably like 20 years. Yeah. And it was just always something so pretty. And then he liked it right off the bat.
Yeah, we look, yeah.
And then our boy name, we had a few names. My friend came up with Jace and I really liked it. Mike wasn't 1,000% sold on it in the very beginning, but I kept just pushing like what it means and, you know, the J's.
And then I, once I was able to kind of bring in the middle name and he'd have the same initials as his grandfather and great grandfather, that was the connection for me. I was like, boom, done.
Mike, do you feel left out because your name doesn't begin with a J?
Good question, Easton. I told him he could change it if he wanted.
Easton, my middle name is John. So I could start going by John, you know, who's to say I can't? But yeah, at times I do. It's like, hey, there's Jana, Jolie, and Chase, and Mike, just there, existing.
But you stand out, you know? You're different. You want to be different.
I'm different.
No, that's a compliment.
That's like, Easton, I have a great personality. All right, Easton, what other questions you got over there?
Okay, this one, I saw this on the rundown, and I was really excited about it. Jana, I want to know, what are the stories? What's the tea behind the non-Mike related songs you wrote and you sing? Like Whiskey, I Got the Boy, I Won't Give Up.
So Why You Wanna is about my first relationship in Nashville that broke my heart. So that song's always been about him. I Got the Boy about my high school sweetheart, Matthew. And then, I mean, most of my songs are about an ex of kind of like the, I'm the old Taylor Swift, you know?
Well, how about this? Taylor Swift is trying to be Jana Kramer. That's what I've always said.
There it is.
Right.
Okay. Here's a question for Mike. Are you having your vasectomy reversed?
Nope.
No, I'm not. A chance. If anything, we'll just do it a different way.
All right. So what was the name you almost had? Like, you guys, if like, were you almost not Jana or not Mike?
I was supposed to be Jessica or Ariel. And I'm just Ariel? So glad. I mean, no hate to like Jessica or the Ariels out there, but it was Jennifer and Ariel. So last minute, my mom, you know, decided against Ariel and I really appreciated it. But I mean, I love Ariels out there. You're a Disney princess. I just don't think that I could have, you know, lived up to being the Disney mermaid.
I was Michael from Jump Street. Like, no exciting story behind it.
Yeah, I was almost Maverick. I was gonna be Maverick until like the night before, and then my dad was like, you know, I got a name, people at Starbucks will screw up even more than that. Let's do Easton. Let's see.
Wait, the fact that your dad was the one that last minute called off Maverick is very surprising.
I know, right? He like, honestly, someone is doing work at our house and he's like, oh, my son's named Easton, and like, that was it. They just called it at the last minute.
Your dad looks like a maverick. He's like a bodybuilder.
I know, he liked to joke with me that it was a Top Gun thing, but it was from a Western TV show. But again, I'm kind of glad I wasn't Maverick. I would have just gone by Rick probably.
Rick. Aw, Easty.
Nothing wrong with Rick. We are live on the Stereo app. This is Wind Down Live with Jana Kramer and Michael Kossin. Hey guys, have your kids ever walked in on you? If you know
what
I mean.
Oh my gosh, no. No.
Is there a gray area, Mike?
It is a gray area. I think Jolie has like this quarantine. We're just like, go back and watch TV. We'll be out there in a minute. But not like fully walked in.
I don't remember that happening. I'm gonna go with no.
Okay. How do you guys compromise your differences in parenting?
Fortunately, we don't really have that many.
No, I mean, I feel like there's times when like I might be a little harder and like Mike will be like, hey, you know, either like check yourself and vice versa. Or like he'll be like, have a stronger reaction. And I'll be like, okay, like and we'll just like tag. But I feel like we parent pretty much the same way. I might be a little bit more sensitive to like aggressiveness, but I think we pretty much parent the same way.
What do you think has been, this is a question from me. What do you think has been the biggest challenge, like the biggest difference you guys have had in parenting? Like I know there was last year there was some difference on like where to go for the holidays, but like, has there been a bigger hurdle other than that?
No, I think the only foreseeable thing is, you know, this year hasn't really been a big issue because of the quarantine stuff. And, you know, Jana hasn't filmed as many things or we haven't had to travel as much, but you know, I'm big on like the kids' routine and them not getting taken out of their routine that much, especially with them getting a little older. And, you know, Jana's so used to traveling, especially with Jolie, she was our little, you know, our travel bug. Like she came everywhere with us. You know, and Jace was the same too when he was an infant, but now with the kids getting older and when things were normal, you know, Jolie has soccer, she has dance, she has this. You know, if Jana has to go film something, I don't want to just at the drop of a hat take the kids completely out of what they have going on to go just sit somewhere for a couple weeks. But I also don't want Jana to be without a family. So those are the biggest things, especially once like Jolie starts like school, you know, that's going to be a challenge, I think, for us.
I feel like, you know, the difference is like, you know, when you travel somewhere, like you're not just going to go sit somewhere because like, it's now that the kids are getting older, I've talked to so many people that, you know, have traveled with their parents and what they get to see and experience different cultures and different states and different countries. You know, they say it was the best experience as a kid to be able to travel with their, you know, their working parent. So I feel like, yes, I can understand where it might be hard, but at the same time, the fact that they could go experience new places, I think is a gift that like I wish that I could have done with my parents or my mom or my dad, so that I could have seen more things and experience different cultures and be more, whatever that word is, like, would have traveled more to see more things. I think as a kid, that's stuff that you can't, that's just, it's fun. I don't know. You learn things, you get to see other places. And yeah, what better to do when you're a kid, you know?
Oh my God. Of course. You know, I got to go with you to work one time to the set and I got to experience New Iberia, Louisiana. And that was like, sincerely, that was an experience I think about every day. And it really, was exciting. I couldn't imagine being your child and getting to see all these different places. And also, when you know, watch mom work, you have such a cool job, and you know, it's just such a cool thing to be around. Whose personality does each of the kids have or are closest to?
I think Jace has my like love side, and Jolie has, I mean, I feel like both kids are like, Jace has more of like my cuddly, very kind of needy personality. And then Jolie has Mike's like, nah, I'm good. Like, I don't need affection, like whatever. But then I feel like she's got like, you know, her independence too from Mike. And then she's got my sass. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, parts of them that are both like us. Yeah, I think the biggest things are what Jana said, and then also it just comes down to the biology of them. I mean, Jolie is 100% a girl. Like, Jace is your typical boy, like, jumping off couches, smashing trucks together, wrestling, all of that. So, it's, you know, they're being themselves, and it's just awesome to see.
So the kids are back at school early. I'm not sure about Jace, but at least Jolie, I know, is like going to school in person right now. Is that right?
Yeah, Jolie is.
Was that a hard decision to make in terms of like, there's a question here. How'd you come to the decision to send your kids back to school? And I'm assuming that means because of the pandemic.
COVID. Yeah. I mean, it was one of those things, like, you know, because Jolie technically goes to a daycare, they had to stay open. So we could have sent Jolie the whole time if we wanted to. But we took her out in March. We didn't send her back till what, August?
Yeah.
And so we had the whole spring and summer with her, with both kids. And it was just for us, you know, we were still wanted to live our lives. And we're like, look, the kids need school. We tried schooling ourselves. We're not teachers. And, you know, they need, it was only fair to Jolie at that point. It was fair to the kids to have that social interaction, to play with friends, to learn. And so it almost got to the point where we felt like it would be selfish if we kept them home any longer.
I will say though, it is kind of freaking me out because Tennessee is now the highest state of coronavirus new cases. So I am starting to be like, oh, maybe we should lock down again. Because it's kind of freaking me out.
I can't imagine like being a young kid and having to do your classes like on the computer. You know, like I had a hard enough time like being social and making friends, like going to school normally. I couldn't imagine having to do that virtually. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do Jolie and Jace get along with each other? Do they play really well? And
oh my gosh. They're the best. They are best buds.
Until they're not.
Until they're not. But that's what's funny to see. I mean, they'll be so cute one second, and then Jace will be like, body's trying to, you know, jump off the couch arm onto Jolie and wrestle with her, and Jolie will start crying, and Jace will viciously pull her hair, and it's so funny to see though.
It's funny, but it's also sad. Like they're you know, they're so cute, but then it's the next, you know, 5 minutes later. Yeah. Jace is pulling her hair, trying to wrestle with her.
They're just typical siblings, man. It's awesome.
They're going to be so close when they get older too. It's going to be such a cool thing to see. Let's see.
You're a great moderator, by the way, Easton, here on the Stereo app. Thanks for doing this.
Christmas Eve and all, got you working on a holiday.
Thanks, guys. You know, they always say when you get to work with your heroes, it's never work. It's just, I'm just living my dream right now. I hope I'm doing a good job here. I usually just turn the microphones on and off. But let's see. We've got some more questions here on the Stereo app. Mike, would you ever rejoin the NFL?
Sure, if they'd have me.
Yeah.
No, my body's done, and there's no market for a 33-year-old retiree.
I mean, it'd be cool to see like a stunt casting kind of thing, though. Like, we're bringing him out of retirement. Michael Cousins coming back.
Sure, you, I would. My body would break. I'll need the next year to train.
You know, actually, something you guys talked about earlier that I was thinking about when you did, when you dance, when you took, because you said you took like a dance class together, right? Mm-hmm. Did you feel that your football training helped with that?
Yeah, I think general athleticism will help with that. You know, I mean, I think it'll definitely help. I think that's why part of why Jana did so well is because she is an athlete. You know, she ice skated for a long time.
And... Oh, he's finally admitting that skating is an athletic sport.
I never took that away from you.
Oh, that was just cheerleading.
Yeah, that's cheerleading.
But now if you watch Cheer on Netflix, come on now.
Hey, we have a couple of live questions here.
Who were your role models growing up, or your couple goals, or your relationship goals?
Do you have a role model growing up?
Did I have a role model growing up? I think it was like Diane Sawyer, because I wanted to be an anchor woman.
Yeah, I don't know if I... You know, I had like favorite players or whatever, but I don't know if I really had like a role model that, you know, now I look back and I've taken the positive things I've inherited from my dad. And so I look at him as a role model in aspects, but other than that, I can't really think of anything.
No.
What are some of your New Year's resolutions for 2021?
So I read a book called The Happiness Project, and it was really cool because they basically said setting New Year's resolutions, you're basically setting yourself up to fail. But if you they rated people doing it, but if you did it in monthly increments, so like January, I want to swear less. February, I want to, you know,
Eat better.
In March, I really want to be softer and kinder to myself. And, you know, over time, like you want to carry those other ones into each other month, but like just setting like one goal for that one month, it's going to be easier. It's going to be easier for you to attain that goal because you're not just like, and too, like we, I don't know. I mean, like if you look back at your list, but like I look back on my list almost every month to be like, okay, what have I kept putting back on the back burner of my goals this year? Because it's easy to write your goals on a sheet of paper or tell yourself it. But if you're not going to look at it and see it and remind yourself of what you set out to do, you're never going to fulfill what you want to do. And, you know, there's things on my list that I, you know, there's only one thing I didn't do this year on my list. And, you know, it was something that I decided to put, you know, to my next year, but to be like the top of what I'm going to do because I didn't fulfill everything I wanted to do. But I think it is like writing things out. And for me, like, you know, I have my work goals and then my personal goals. And I think just, I'm going to keep my own personal ones to myself, but, I have very high goals. What about you?
You know, I got to write them out. I don't have them off the top of my head, but I think I got to look back on my list. That's one thing I didn't do is look back on my list enough, but I'll have to look and see.
You both are so talented. What are some hidden talents that we don't know about?
I can cartwheel. That's not really into. I can do the splits, which I feel like for a 37-year-old is pretty darn good.
It is good.
Thanks.
Talent. I'm a great swimmer.
You're a great cook, but everyone knows that. Yeah. You are a good swimmer.
Yeah,
I'm a really strong good. Swimmer. I would drown.
Ethan, you're back on the clock with us here on the Stereo app.
All right, we got some more questions coming in from social. Jana, I'm sorry. When you say you can do the splits, is it like the was it Jean-Claude Van Damme, like straight out, or like in front and behind you? Which way?
Well, front and behind, I can't do this straight out. I don't think I've ever been able to do that one. It's always just been, so I guess that's like kind of cheating, but.
No, that's, I mean, that's the splits in my mind.
It's still the splits, right?
Yeah. let's see. I'm being told you didn't get to the, what were the resolutions you didn't get to, Jana? Can you share the one you put off for next year?
Yes. I really wanted to do a blog. And I didn't do it, and I'm bummed that I didn't do that. But I'm going to start putting the things that I want to do at the forefront and make sure that everything else I did. That was the one. So I'm going to, I like to write things down, even though I'm not the best writer, but I like to just kind of write out things and have a safe place to express things, because I feel like on Instagram, it's really hard to write certain things because you get a lot of negative feedback. But if I have a blog, it's kind of like, hopefully people that like me will just go to the blog and not the people that hate on me. And you know, it can be like a nicer environment to share vulnerable things.
So it'd be like a general kind of like place to share your thoughts, as opposed to like it won't be just about parenting or just about your marriage, like everything related to Jana.
Everything and everything. Anything and everything.
And that brings me to my next question. I'm actually holding in my hand a copy of The Good Fight, which is an amazing book everyone should check out, by Jana Kramer and Michael Cawson. Is there going to be another book?
That's the plan. That's the plan. We're just, you know, we're working on the topic and how we want to structure things and go from there.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a bunch of ideas, and I hope that, you know, we can sit down and come together and you know, work on it. So we'll see. Fingers crossed.
The Good Fight Round 2, coming to a bestsellers list near you. Hey, what are some couples getaways that you guys have done that you really enjoyed and you'd recommend to some parents that need a break?
I think there's a place. We just went to Cabo. We went to Pedregal. Cabo Azul is a Diamond Resorts property that's really nice. And if you want to just do something local, there's a place in Tennessee called Blackberry Farms that's all farm to table, really good food. And honestly, like for me, like just, you know, you can just get away anywhere with Airbnb. I mean, pick a place, get on Airbnb and just get away. I'm trying to think other places.
I think, you know, a staycation is highly underrated. You know, even in your city or a nearby city that's close to travel to, and just get away and just, so you're, you know, waking up somewhere different together and just doing something different.
What's one word of advice you guys can share for a long, happy marriage?
One word?
One word. That's all you got.
Patience. Empathy. Grace. Communication.
Yeah, mine would be grace.
Have I grace. Like that.
Yeah.
So when this is a question that came in, when one of you is in trouble, who gets over the silent treatment first?
What do you mean?
I'm trying to work this out. What they mean? Do you give each other the silent treatment? Like, do either of you guys like shut down when you're upset at the other one?
Yeah, I think we both do.
And when that happens, which of you is fastest to break that?
Probably Mike.
Yeah. Because it's usually me that's in trouble, so usually the culprit is the one that needs to break the silence. So,
yeah, it's the easiest spot to start waving the white flag. let's see here. You know, I personally have just learned so much about marriage from you guys, and like working on this show has been like just a masterclass, I think, in conflict management and listening and patience. And I just want to thank you guys as we end the end of the year here for all the, you know, I can't imagine the thousands of other couples you're helping, but just I'm just one case. This has been, I just appreciate you guys sharing your journey and sharing these things that you've learned along the way. It's helping everybody else.
Thanks, Easty.
Thanks, Easton.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Let's see.
I mean, it's not always easy, right?
That's right. You know, you got to keep on fighting the good fight, because you know, if it was easy, everyone would do it, and not everybody does it. That's for sure.
Not everybody does.
So, you know, you mentioned on the show the other, last week, I think, that you were thinking about maybe surrogacy if you're going to go for baby number three. Is that something you guys have looked into? How do you feel about like, how would you react over someone else, like carrying your child?
Yeah. You know, it's something that we've just kind of thrown at the board, just talking out all sorts of options if we want to end up having a third. And I think it's, you know, you got to weigh the options, and you know, for us, it's in the possible equation, but I have my, you know, my reservations about it as well, or my hesitations about it as well. Just, you know, not feeling, as the dad, we already don't feel as connected because we're not carrying the child, right? So there's not that initial maternal bond like a mother and a child have. And so now, you know, as the dad, we'll feel even more kind of displaced because now we're not even able to be next to the child on a regular basis and talk to the child.
You would think, though, that that would help you. Like, because we were both, like, we're, like, doing it together. Where it's, like, we were both, like, going through it and being, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, but...
See, I feel like I'd be closer to you.
But I'm not comparing it to like, your connection. Or, like, the mother's connection. I'm just kind of saying, like, in general, like, now I wouldn't be able to see it at all. Or not at all, but, you know. But, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Would you, like... I'm not sure exactly how it works, but like when you like hang out with the surrogate, like I'd be inclined to just be like macking down sushi and drinking, like, you know, doing all the stuff you can't do when you're pregnant, like, so that I mean that's an attractive thing, right?
I mean, the only thing that's like really attractive to me is the fact that I wouldn't be puking the entire time. Oh, and yeah. I would, like, who knows if I'd be able to like carry it, you know, like if I would have another miscarriage again. So it's just, and I mean, sure, having wine is a nice thing, but I mean, it was easy to give it up when I was pregnant, because the thought of wine tasted disgusting, which is not something that would happen for me.
I got another live question here, Easty.
Do either of you have any crazy holiday stories, like anything that went wrong or any holiday blunders or forgotten things?
The only thing that I can remember was when I was 5 years old, those around Julie's age, I was playing this like Little Mermaid game with my Uncle Polly, and I threw up all over my red dress. So that was like one of my early Christmas memories. And I just remember being so upset and apologizing to my uncle and saying sorry.
I don't know if I have. I still have this vivid memory when I was a kid, though, and it was a snowstorm in Virginia. And we were coming back from my grandfather's house, which was just a couple miles away. We couldn't even make it home in our car. We had to park our car at like this gas station and then walk home in like a foot of snow. And I remember just doing that when I was, I was probably Jolie's age. Mm. Yeah. The good old days of snow.
Hey guys, looking towards 2021, what's a guest you've wanted to have on the podcast, but you haven't yet?
I think it'd be fun to have like Dax Shepard be on the podcast. And I've always wanted to do his podcast too, but I just like how open he is about his struggles with addictions and marriage and stuff. So I just, you know, I would love to have him on.
Yeah. Dax Shepard would definitely be one. And I'd love to talk to Little Dickie as well.
That's so random. About what?
Just talk to him. Just talk to him, because I just think we'd have great conversations with him.
You do know our podcast is about relationships, and
yeah, but it'd be great.
So Mike's going to start a new podcast in 2021. It's going to be his own podcast.
Pass the mic, with Michael Cousin. No.
Yeah.
And Jana, we're all asking, again, this is Wind Down Live on the Stereo app. Thanks everybody for listening. But Jana, we got to know, when are we getting new music from you?
As soon as I find a producer to produce it. I have a few songs I really want to put out there, but I just got to find the right producer, and it's on my to-do list for the new year.
I've loved everything you've put out over the last, you know, the last couple of releases you've done. Those are some kick-ass songs. Have you been writing during the quarantine?
No, I only wrote one song. I wish now, looking back, I would have written more, but again, I did enjoy the quarantine time, just because I was being able to be like really present with the kids. But I definitely have some great inspiration to write some new songs. So I'm looking forward to 2021 to be able to write more songs.
All right, everybody, get your iTunes save button ready.
Thanks, Eastie.
I think we got time for like one more there, Eastie, and then we're going to part ways for our Christmassy festivities.
All right. Again, this is live on the Stereo app. We've had a great time. Hey, Jana, if Mike was asked to do Dancing with the Stars, how would that make you feel?
I would want to pick his partner. Because, you know, things can be kind of scandalous on Dancing with the Stars. So, but no, I mean, I would totally support him. I think he would do amazing on it.
All right, I love it. I hope that happens. Well, it is Christmas Eve, and I think we're getting ready to wrap this up like a present for everyone to open. And I hope Santa brings everybody what they want down the chimney this year, and I hope you guys have a great time with your family. This has been so much fun. Thanks for letting me hang out with the party today.
Thanks for moderating, Easton. We know it's not an easy job, but we hope you have a fantastic Christmas, and all the listeners have a fantastic Christmas as well. And yeah, man, we're looking forward to a new year. And do you and your wife, do you know what you guys are getting each other for Christmas, or do you guys try to keep it a secret?
We keep it a secret. It's definitely a secret. I have no idea what she got me, and hopefully she does not know what I got her, but we like that surprise on Christmas morning.
I love it. It's all about surprise.
Do you know what I got you, Mike?
Nope. I do not. Never know. Ooh. With you. She's a professional actress. I don't know. You can hide it.
I wouldn't really say professional, but you know.
If you get paid to do something, you're a pro.
I don't know about that.
All right, guys. Well, Merry Christmas Eve. And we hope everyone has a fantastic and healthy holiday.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
Dear, near,
Merry
near,
Christmas.
Near. Later, dear, near, near, near.
Bethany.
Hi.
Hi, friend.
How are you?
Oh my goodness. I just love you. Oh, and your album cover, first of all, can we just talk about how beautiful you look? Like, you look like you're coming out of a window in like Tuscany or something. Like, just stunning.
I wish I was coming out of a window in Tuscany. It'd be amazing. Thank you. Yeah, we had a good team that day. It was a great photographer, Giuliano Bicor, and
just a amazing hair. And, you know, I mean, it's like, you know what happens. You wake up in the morning and you're like, and then somebody can do all this stuff to you. And like, oh, I'm in a window in Tuscany.
I remember Tree Hill days. You always loved Christmas music. Even when we had that Christmas party, I mean, you were singing the Christmas songs and you have such a beautiful voice. So, I mean, Snow is out now, so you guys can get the album. What's your favorite song on the album that you sang?
I'm kind of torn. I've got two favorites. One of them is a duet that I do with my friend Anthony Evans, and it's kind of like, if you like Baby It's Cold Outside, I think it's kind of another take on that kind of a song. It's still in that 40s, 50s vein. And then the other one is called Rejoice. It just feels like a big church song to me. So I love it.
Oh, it's so good.
Are these original songs, Bethany, that you have on the album?
Yes. So that's I did awesome. Four original and two covers. We covered Jingle Bells and My Favorite Things, which is one of my favorite songs. And the rest were just songs that I had written. There were two that I had to finish, but I had them started, and then others. My Christmas With You was from a play that I had written several years ago, and Snow was just the thing I wrote last year. It just kind of came together really fast, which is why we only released it like 4 days ago. I'm so last minute. I was like the day after Thanksgiving and I went, it's Christmas time now. I guess I should make some Christmas music.
is writing a Christmas song, is there any more added stress or difficulty to that because of, you know, it being Christmas time? And I feel like Christmas songs are so
nostalgic
and they last, you know, 50 plus years. It's like, here's an original.
They're good.
They're good.
That for me, I find it a little easier because I grew up with a musical theater background, and so much of that includes American standards, which is that jazzy sort of sound that you hear in all the classics. I'll Be Home for Christmas, mm-hmm. White Christmas, The Christmas Song, Silver Bells, you know, all of those tunes that if you take the lyrics out, the music still stands up by itself. It still holds up, which is why people are still listening to those songs 100 years later. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to know if some of the modern songs that have been written will also stand the test of time in that way. And I think there are some that will. But I try and write in that vein because it feels really natural to me. So in a way, writing Christmas songs, this is a roundabout way of explaining this. I hope you're following me.
I'm with you.
In a way, writing Christmas songs is a lot easier because I'm so comfortable with the American standard sound from the 40s.
You know, I feel like, too, no one can really say a Christmas song sucks. Like, you're not going to be like, ah, that song sucks. Like, they're going to be like, oh, it's just not, I just don't like it. It's just not my taste, but.
I think people just have, like, high expectations. Like, I remember when Taylor Swift came out with her Christmas Tree Farm, and I'm just like, oh, man. Like, I was wanting, like, a All I Want for Christmas or a Santa Tell Me, like, kind of vibe, and so I was, like, bummed. You know, because, like.
But you're not like, oh, this is a piece of shit.
No.
It's like, it's still Christmas. Like, it still makes you happy. That's so true. It's like, yeah.
Okay. I haven't heard that one, Jana. What is the vibe on that album?
I mean, I think it was just she just released one song. So it was like, because she grew up on a Christmas tree farm. I mean, it's cute, but I was just like, I think I was expecting like a bop, you know? And it wasn't it didn't bop me. Like, it didn't bop me in the face. Like, I really wanted a bopper.
Have you put out Christmas music yet, Jana?
I put out one song like a million years ago when I was on a label, but that's like my dream is to do a Christmas album.
Do it.
Would you do a song with me though? Like, can we do a duet together?
Yes. Like, let's write it.
Girl on girl, let's write it. Do it. Do it. I mean, yeah. No, I mean, see, my a dream modern next
Christmas
year.
Love story Christmas song. Like, hey man, get with the times.
No, I would like, yeah, next year that would be a total dream boat scenario. Because I said I wanted to do it this year, but I mean, with quarantine and I mean, you did it.
Yeah.
You got it done, girl. And Snow is out now. So I'm like super excited because I listened to the ones.
Isn't it hit the top 10? 2 days ago, we hit the top 10 new Christmas albums. We're right under Mariah and Dolly.
That's awesome.
I can't believe it.
Dude, that's really cool.
And where are you living again right now? Are you still
alive? I am
on a ranch. I'm here in California. I found a little place just outside of LA and got some horses. I think I'm going to get a baby goat. So there was this baby goat. I was out shoveling manure the other day and we had to go dump our manure at a local ranch because what am I going to do with like tons of manure? So we dumped it. We spent all day shoveling, dumped it. And then I see in the corner, there's this little, it's kind of a collective ranch where people have their chickens and their goats and their horses. And so I went to the cage in the back and this mama goat had just had four babies like 20 minutes before. I mean, she was still bleeding the goat. She was licking all the, everything off the goats. It was like really cute. And there was one in the corner that was just like crumpled up and dying and couldn't get the udders. So I got to go in there and I grabbed the baby goat and I like stuck it on the mom's feet and was like squeezing the goat's milk into its mouth and the colostrum and making sure it was alive. And now I'm attached to this.
You gotta goat. Bring it home.
You have to keep the goat.
I have to go get this goat.
You're a you farmer now. You are a farm girl. I mean, you've got to keep the goat. It's your baby.
I know. Do you have any animals? Do you guys have, you're in Nashville, right?
Yeah. We have two dogs. We had chickens, but.
They're at our friend's farm down the street.
Yeah. Apparently we're not allowed to have a coop with our HOA people. So.
No livestock, they said.
No livestock.
I was thinking about getting chickens this week. Do you recommend chickens?
You know, I would because the fact that they can lay eggs and stuff is great. And we eat eggs all the time. So it'd save on that. But also,
and they're like little garbage disposals. Yeah. Any like fruit rinds, like anything.
Pumpkins.
Food wise, throw out into the coop and they eat it.
They eat everything. And they're so cute as little chicks.
They're so cute.
But how old is your kid now?
She's nine. Yeah. Almost 10.
Are you done?
No.
Oh my God, that's great. She's having a baby.
not today.
You're like, right now, just a baby goat is all I'm going to have.
Baby goats are good for me right now.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And what are you guys doing for Christmas?
Well, Maria's actually with her dad for Christmas this year. So I'm just here. I'm like here on the ranch by myself. I'm kind of just redoing her bedroom. It's kind of convenient for me with the fact that a lot of people are staying home right now, necessarily. So I've got a lot of friends in town that are not traveling to see their family and all that. So we've got a kind of a group of misfits that are going to get together.
How do you handle, I've got a lot of relationship, a lot of mamas on here that, are not with their significant other or husband. How do you deal with holidays time and maybe not having the holiday this year with your girl?
I mean, I love being with her, but it's 24/7. Like it's all me all the time. I'm like an only parent basically in many ways. So I honestly, like, it's really nice to have
That's so funny. I feel that though, because sometimes I kind of see the other side of it. I'm like,
this
kind of seems nice sometimes. But then the flip side of it is like when you do become just the only parent, where it can be hard because it's usually the mom that has like most of the time.
Yeah, it is. It's true. I mean, there's definitely a lot of challenges that come with that, but I love being a mom and she's a great kid and makes it easy and we have a good relationship. So, to be able to just have a break and have nobody calling my name, nobody needs me to make lunch, nobody's knocking on my door, nobody's needs anything. It's like what it was like before a kid. Nobody needs anything from me. I have no responsibilities for 2 weeks. It's so bizarre, but I kind of love it. So I'm just painting the house and, I'm redoing her room and taking care of the horses and the dogs and just being, I'm goofing off, I
love it. Just being a goat mom.
Just being a goat mom. Yeah. Picking up poop.
You have a movie out right now too, don't you? Blind Fire?
Blind Fire is out. And Five Star Christmas is also out, but that's on Hallmark. So you have to wait for the reruns on that.
Which, by the way, you were with Victor, which is Chantel. Uh-huh. So it was Chantel. So your sister, Quinn, it was now her like real life boyfriend, which I think is really cute because you guys were like making out. And you're like, hey, this is like my best friend's boyfriend.
I know. Isn't that funny? It's such a small town. I think that's kind of like par for the course in Hollywood, isn't it?
You know? It really was. I was like, wow, this is, I mean, hey, if there's anybody to make out with like someone, like might as well be someone that you trust, you know?
100%, 100%. And, you know, we weren't really making out. There was like four takes of a kiss, and it was a Hallmark kiss. Yeah, it's not like we're ripping each other's clothes off. But even when I have to do scenes like that, like in Pearson, you know, there's just such a, as long as both people come in with really clean energy and it's just like work, it's not like you go home and you're like, whew, that was amazing.
That was steamy. There was 12 people watching. Yeah. And yeah.
No, no. No way, Jose.
It's a world I don't understand.
Yeah.
Is it hard for you as like knowing that your wife is like an actress and has to do that sometimes? Like,
are you going to tell him about this last Lifetime movie?
Well, the thing is, fortunately, since we've been married for the past 5-6 years, she's only done like Hallmark Lifetime kisses. So whenever she does a movie or series that has something a little bit more intense, that's going to be a different story. Daddy's not going to want to know. I'm not going to be there on set that day. I'm not going to watch it when it comes out.
Well, it's funny because this last Lifetime one, I had like more of a longer, steamier kiss. And he was like, that's a little long. I was like, sorry.
Oh, no. And there's what, 2 or 3 kisses?
Yeah, there was a lot in this one.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's just one kiss. Now I'm watching. I'm like, okay, that's one. Oh, here's another one. Oh, 5 minutes later, oh, another. Okay, you're just kissing the whole movie. Got it. Okay. Got it.
So funny. I wonder, like, because I don't know what that's like. I've been acting since I was 12 years old. You know, kissing, like, it's just become such a natural part of, I don't know. Can I say curse words on this show?
Oh, yeah.
Does that fuck us up? Like the fact that we're like, I could kiss anybody and walk away and be fine.
It's all about compartmentalization.
But I think it is because it's like, I mean, I remember even doing scenes with Coletti, like we'd be rolling around in bed making out and then they call cut and I'm like, are you going to have the Caesar salad for lunch today? Like, or do you think you're going to like, are you, because when you add the shrimp on top, it's really good. Like, but it's like, I don't think, I mean, you know, because it's just work. And even like with this last movie too, like kissing dudes, it's like, you know, it's just work and you go home to your reality. This just, none of that's reality. It's just work. And our work just involves lip locking a few times or dry humping if it's a real naughty show.
You have to have like an inner monitor that's really keeping it clean. Because a lot of people do fall in love on set because they're having problems with their partner or they're like, you know, they're single and then it's because you've got somebody that you're a lot of cuddly time with, and then you start to imagine that it is real, even though it's not. And so, I mean, you do have to like have a good inner guard,
and boundaries.
Keep it clean. You know, you go in, everybody's just keeping it clean.
Oh yeah, you have to, because if not, I mean, you spend so much time with it. You spend like 15 hours a day with this person. You're just like telling your deepest, darkest, and then you're like, oh, you're so connected.
And the thing is, too, for Jana and I. You know, she always wants me on set. And so I try to go early on in the process just to, not to mark my territory, but just to get comfortable myself with everybody and get to know them and know them as people and human beings and what they like and don't like. And so that, and then just having boundaries with, you know, you're not going to read lines in each other's trailer by yourself. And you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So
healthy boundaries. Healthy, but you know boundaries. What is healthy? Christmas music. And Joy has an album out. It's called Snow. You guys can get it now and rewatch her on 5-Star Christmas on Hallmark on Christmas Day. So check your local listings and get her album, Snow. It's so good. Originals and a few classics. Bethany, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. Mwah. Big hugs, you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on, Bethany.
Thank you.
Bye, Joy.
Well, that was fun talking to Bethany.
And, of course, Easton.
And Easton. Well, yeah, we love him. It's Christmas Eve.
I'm so excited.
Oh, we have to go open a present.
Yep. So every kid gets a present. Every adult gets a present.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was just claiming myself as one of the kids. I was like, yep, I sure do.
I'm so excited.
Do we get to pick them?
No.
Oh.
Well, no, you can pick the one you want to give me. I'll pick the one I want to give you. Because like you don't want to pick like the present.
The good one. The big one.
And then what movie are we going to watch tonight?
It's a Wonderful Life.
I'm so excited. We hope all of you guys have the most amazing Christmas. We know it looks a little different this year, but just know that you are loved and you are cherished. And we just hope you enjoy a relaxing holiday.
And the biggest presents that you have are the people you're with or the people you're talking to.
And listening to. See what I mean? We'll be back Monday for an all new, very exciting episode.